Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. And for those just joining us, we just had the undefeated MMA champion for the United Arab Emirates, TBE, the best ever, Muhammad Waleed. He was really sharing his insights on what it takes to make it. As he said, no pain, no gain. He likes to work hard, and then he likes to take it easy after his fight. A big thank you to him to coming on. And we also had from United States of America in Florida, Garrett G. Money Hallville, another MMA fighter. But what's different about Garrett is he's got a few more challenges than other people. He has rheumatoid arthritis as well as Down syndrome. Despite his challenges, he achieved his dream. He achieved his goal. So what excuse are you making? It cannot be as big as Garrett's, you know. And if you want to hear anything more about these stories, you can go to our website at dubaii1038.com/eyeoncareers. And then we also heard the story of Arthur Borman, a man who was 5 feet tall, 350 pounds. He was so overweight, he was not allowed into many yoga gyms and fitness institutions because he couldn't walk unassisted. The doctors told him he had 3 years to live. He was going to die. He was a heart attack waiting to happen. Within 10 months, that was at the age of 47. We look at him at the age of 48. He had lost 180 pounds and had actually become a yoga instructor, going from not allowed in the yoga gym to actually becoming one. It was an amazing transformation. You can get his story as well on our website, dubaii1038.com/eyeoncareers. We had an individual now saying that he's a dentist and he's working for a clinic making over $1 million net profit a month, and he's dreaming of having his own clinic, but he doesn't know how. How do I do it? How do I have enough money? That sounds like a question for our guest in the next segment, Mr. Hassan Darvesh of Darvesh Group, over a century of business success. If anyone can give you a tip on how to start your own business, he is the man. So we'll be carrying that question over to the next segment. But right now we have with us a man who goes by the name of Mr. Tony McCray. He has over 20 years of strategic and operational HR management experience in over 10 countries across the Middle East and Africa. He's lectured HR at both Michigan State and Murdoch universities in Dubai and continues to contribute to the development of people inside and outside the workplace. For the past 7 years, he has managed the business support function for United Arab Bank, the fastest growing bank in the Middle East by many metrics. He has an MBA from Wits Business School, South Africa, and an advanced HR certificate from University of Michigan Business School in United States of America, the same place we were just talking to, G Money. So both our previous guests, by the way, G Money and Arthur Borman, are internet sensations. If you look them up, you really enjoy what they have to say. Tony, please, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thanks very much, Shane. Appreciate it.
It's been an amazing show, and with all the pandemonium that's happened, I mean, I think you can still catch the subtext is, you know, achieving peak performance, whether that's in your professional life, if it's like Mr. Darvesh, where you're managing an enterprise at the enterprise level, or it could just be at a very personal, intimate level. You want to be the best father you can be. You can be whatever it is, success on your own terms. But it doesn't matter whether you're a UFC fighter or, you know, a yoga instructor or managing a huge multi-conglomerate business, the tenets of success are generally the same. And your job is to identify those both peak performers and high potentials in your organization. What are some of the things that you look for?
Yeah, Shane, I think, as you say, it's been pretty frenetic here. A lot of energy in the studio, and it's been great. And I think all these folk that have contributed, like Muhammad, have all shown, I think all the research will show that it's about self-control. And self-restraint is a key factor in determining success versus instant gratification. And it's a physiological fact, the brain connecting to the gut. And I think Hassan can probably back this up around gut feel. Gut feel is critically important, and it does matter, and it's more science than it seems. So I would say that ability to delay gratification, that ability to control, the self-control is one key factor. I think the other thing we found is that that it's more about competence than intelligence. And you got to know yourself. And that self-awareness, which comes from also the self-control, will enable you to surround yourself and close any gaps that may be there in your team. So beyond the self, the self-awareness, understanding the gaps, the shortcomings within that self, and then bringing in the right competencies to close those gaps and develop an effective team. The other thing that we found in the bank over the last 7 years, and we've been quite a journey to the fastest growing bank in the Middle East. It's been quite a journey. Clearly we have a strategy, we have a 5-year strategy, but our underlying theme is done is better than perfect. So what that means is it's about execution, it's about speed, it's about making those decisions quickly, and we look for that in people. The ability to execute within the overall strategy. I think the other couple of things we've talked about is never ever give up. No matter how daunting, when Churchill sat there and he saw, you know, the powerful force, the huge force before him, it took mental fortitude as well as physical courage, I think, to confront. And embrace the mess. It's messy. It's not linear. Life is not linear, be it at work, be it at home. It's fairly messy. And I think the philosophy for us is embrace the mess and do the best you can within that. And I think that's what we've done. And that's what we look for. And I think those are some of the underlying criteria around top performance.
Well, how do you, when you're in an organization, test for delayed gratification? Or how do you look for that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, the three kind of underlying attributes which I think support that and can be tested. We look for hard work. We look for hard workers, conscientiousness, track record. And, you know, one can always find evidence of track record in individuals when one's going through selection. So we have track record, hard work, teamwork, and emotional stability. We do look for emotional stability. You know, people who self-manage themselves. You know, we try and avoid drama. You know, we got very, very clear goals. We set the individual objectives very clearly at the beginning of the year, and then we measure people on those. I think it's in human nature, and I think Hassan's been out there and done it. Stand on your own 2 feet. People want autonomy. They love autonomy. And, you know, we don't micromanage. We want people to stand on their own 2 feet, to manage themselves, make the objectives clear. So we measure that through, you know, structured interviews. We measure it through online assessment. Assessment centers are very good, probably the most reliable and valid methodology. And that those tests reflect specific business challenges. It draws out the skills and capabilities, and you know, that determines success. So it enables us, in essence, to predict future performance, and I think that's what we're striving to do.
When, you know, one of the things when you look at self-awareness, does part of that include benchmarking? So if you're looking at a candidate and you ask them, you know, for example, in their HR, you know, who are the top 5 HR professionals in the Middle East? Who are the top 5 in the world? You know, what really constitutes that? Or in another sense, you know, individuals who are constantly trying to find out what moves the needle, you know, from a racing term, you know, an F1 race car driver, yeah, he always knows what the other drivers are up to. Yeah. And I, you know, do you find that when you're targeting a top performer, that's one of the flags that can go up, and that also plays into what you describe as self-awareness?
Yes, I think it's that tray and the attribute of curiosity, and that requires cognitive effort. You know, it doesn't come naturally, I think, and often in our working world, and whether you're fighting in the ring or running an empire or running your own businesses, you know, it's tiring, it's stressful, there's a lack of sleep, people turn to various things to suppress whatever that might be, and therefore, you know, often one will get into a rut, and you know, repetition, practicing doesn't necessarily make perfect, because success ultimately breeds failure. You know, if we do the same thing repetitively and it has an outcome, in a year or two or three, there'll be a different outcome. And therefore, I mean, you're absolutely right. One's got to make the cognitive effort, which requires a lot of a lot of focus, to be able to make the changes necessary. Awareness of the environment, self-awareness, the curiosity, look for the gaps. In a highly competitive environment of 52 banks, you know, we've moved up from a balance sheet perspective from 52 to number 14 in the last few years. And that's because, part of that has been to be, critically aware of the environment and to take the opportunity when it arises and to take it quickly.
What are, in your opinion, the three biggest mistakes someone makes when trying to manage their career internally in a company?
Yeah, I think there are many of those. But I think one is lack of self-awareness. I think seeing ourselves as others see us is a critical component of success. And the mistake we make is that we aren't self-aware. And I heard a good quote the other day. It said, generally what people say is that I am what I think you think I am, as opposed to the reality, which is being open to feedback, being open to performance reviews, being respectful of positive criticism, and then doing something about it. The other thing is not being authentic. I think that's also a key. You know, when we're going through selection, when we're looking at promotion, we want people to tell the truth, and obviously we're expected to tell the truth, because that fit between the individual and the company has to be built on being authentic and being truthful about oneself and about the company, and then trying to marry the two. And then I think the best concept for me was the conceptualizing a career. You know, we often think of a career as a career ladder. You know, one way to the top. It should be, and I think it's a great concept, is the concept of a jungle gym, that a career is more like a jungle gym. So many ways to the top. It offers exploration, better views from a jungle gym, and it's flexible. You can move sideways, you can move up, you can move down, but still you're on a career path. And I think what we look for, and when people, employees, take accountability for their own career, that's a big plus. And the mistake is often made, I think, is to say the company is responsible for my career, and we look to the company to make the difference. It doesn't start there. It starts with the individual taking accountability for their own career. And those are the kind of mistakes that I think would inhibit career advancement in any company.
Well, Tony, I think there's some great pointers there. And Tony, I just want to thank you again for coming out, and hopefully we can have you on again sometime soon.
Thanks very much, Shane. Appreciate it. It's been great.
That Tony is an executive vice president, support services, and leads the HR function for United Arab Bank, one of the fastest growing banks here in the United Arab Emirates.